The old man across from Carmen's apartment had said he'd been bothered by the noise from a refrigerator truck. Dollars to Donuts, it had been a meat truck. I couldn't know for sure until I did another check on the back of Carmen's apartment building. But if Lewis had parked close enough, he might have been able to ease himself down onto the roof of the refrigerator truck. Then he put Carmen on ice and drove away. I couldn't figure the connection with Sal. Maybe there was no connection. Maybe it was just Ziggy and Lewis working as cleanup for Ramirez. I had a decent view of Sal's from where I sat. I shoved the key into the ignition and took one last look. Sal and Lewis were talking. Lewis was cool. Sal was agitated, throwing his hands into the air. I decided to watch a while. Sal turned his back on Lewis and made a phone call. Even from this distance, I could see he wasn't happy. He slammed the receiver down, and both men went into the walk-in freezer and reappeared moments later, rolling out the trim drum. They shunted the drum down the hallway leading to the back exit. Lewis reappeared a short while later with what appeared to be a side of beef slung over his shoulder. He deposited the meat in the freezer and rolled out the second drum. He paused at the back hallway and started toward the front of the store. My heart skipped in my chest, and I wondered if he could see me snooping. He walked forward, and I reached for my sure guard. He stopped at the door and turned the little open sign to closed. I hadn't expected this. What did this mean? Sal was nowhere in sight. The store was closed, and so far as I knew, it wasn't a holiday. Lewis left through the back hallway, and the lights went out. I got a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach. The bad feeling escalated to panic, and the panic told me not to lose Lewis.